The five workers are happy with a $40,000 settlement from their former employer who withheld tip money from them over several years. Claire Trendle says fighting her old bosses wasn't easy, even if the restaurant ownership was wrong.
It was very scary in the beginning because it was just scary to sort of stand up and realize that we were confronting an authority figure, and it sort of helped because we work together.
The group is not publicizing the restaurant's name because its owner cooperated and agreed to a settlement. It's accused of illegally withholding between 3 and 30% of employee tips, and in some cases using the money to pay the restaurant's credit card transaction fees. Henry Yamplowski is part of the legal team for the former workers.
We feel it certainly sends a message. Illegal wage practices are pursuable, and in this case, the restaurant came to the negotiating table and we were able to reach a very, very good accord, which we felt was very, very fair to our clients.
Since it was a settlement and not adjudicated, it does not create a legal precedent. In 2011, Philadelphia enacted a law prohibiting restaurants from deducting credit card transaction fees from employee tips. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.